Hoot. 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 What is cracking? Here we are. Another fucking week of talking chop. Dropping an F-bomb 5 seconds into the damn thing. I drop F-bombs. The other day I was talking to my wife. She asked me a question. I said, well, it's fucking over there. Like, it's fucking to the left of the thing. She says, you don't have to cuss at me. And I said, I wasn't cussing at you. I just was cussing. It's how I speak. It's how I use language. I understand that it's not always proper or professional or whatever, but it's just what the boys do. When me and Gallows and Rocky talk to each other, we use a lot of F-bombs. If you speak with your friends, depending on who you are or the crew that you're with, I mean, there's a lot of F-bombs in there. And I think that if somebody listened to us at like a restaurant, they probably would think we were fucking psychos with all the F-bombs. And I have heard that for Talking Shop, we've actually got to tone some of the F-bombs down. I think we're losing some money, maybe some ads or something. But listen, damn it, I'm not going against who we are or what Talking Shop is. What Talking Shop is built on is us being us. It's putting a microphone in the middle of three sons of bitches who have just had too many beers or too much red wine or too much sake, and it's talking about what the fuck is going on in our life. Ladies and gentlemen, Talking Shop, here we are. It's just me. It's just the machine gun. It's just Carl Anderson. It's just Chad Allegra, whatever the fuck you want to call me, doesn't matter, because if you Google Carl Anderson, yeah, well, I think we talked about that. So I used to be able to do this. What do you do for a living, right? I'd tell them if they didn't know who I was. Neighbors, for example, or whatever, would ask what I do for a living. And I got to say, well, I'm, you know, a pro wrestler. And then I would just coolly be like, you know, just fucking Google Carl Anderson, Carl with a K. You'll see. And all this cool stuff pops up. But now, I don't particularly tell people to Google me because, not, you know, the more fame comes, more shit happens to you. More shit starts being rained upon you. And that's, I'm noticing that as I'm inching closer and closer to Ben Affleck status. Chad Affleck is what it is. My famous go-to was always Tom Cruise. And Gallows's famous go-to was always Mel Gibson. But those guys are aging a little. Now, don't get me wrong, they're still cool. But they're aging now, and I'm not even sure my kids even know who Tom Cruise is. So anyway, I've backed up now. I'm Ben Affleck. I guess I'm probably more like Casey Affleck, right? The less famous brother of Ben. Carl Anderson here, guys. By myself. Let me explain why I'm by myself. As you know, we actually truthfully do have a passion for podcasting. We really truthfully do. I really believe in our hearts, we love it. Until we have to actually fucking record it. And that's always fun recording it. And like, listen, none of us went to broadcasting school, right? We're not Jim Rome with 8 million listeners. We don't understand when to throw to a break. We don't have great radio voices. We're not radio people. I don't think any of us have a degree. I don't think, you know who probably has a degree is Balls Deep Billy. I got to talk to him about this. But Gallows and I, as you know, we both quit. What is used the word? Quit college after our second year to pursue being a professional wrestler. And I guess you could say it paid off, right? Rocky never went to college because he was too busy flying over for the Tokyo Dome at 19 years old. Let's not forget that either. Rocky Romero, what a grizzled brother. I mean, 19 years old, he flew over to the Tokyo Dome, wrestled in the Tokyo Dome at 19. How much love does Rocky Romero need? How much does he deserve? You know, this is going to be a little ball-licking session for Rocky Romero, but what a great dude. I feel like if you have heat with Rocky, you don't like humans. But Rocky Romero versus Bryan Danielson was a classic. In my mind, you can always pick things apart, right? You could say this sucked or that sucked or something happened here or something happened there. To me, you can't pick anything apart in that match. And I don't watch anything, but I'm going to watch my boy. It was perfect. Bryan Danielson, of course, one of the best wrestlers in the entire world ever. Everything about him is great. And of course, he's charismatic. He's fucking famous, like actually shoot famous, not like Casey Affleck, Chad Allegra famous. If you want to give the PWI 500 like credit and
really seriously make give it credit. Like, I think they usually nail the number one, number two wrestlers pretty good, right? I mean, I think that's usually good. But to not have Rocky Romero up higher all the time is kind of disheartening. And don't even get me started on 2021's ranking of the Good Brothers in the PWI fucking 500. Don't get me started. I'd like to say the PWI 500 means nothing to me. And it doesn't. Because I'm being honest with you guys here. I'm opening up, right? Don't fuck with me here. Just hear me out. I don't know what number Gallows and Anderson are this year. I know that Kenny Omega's number one, was Roman number two, and I believe Rich Swann was number 10. I know that for a fact. This is not a big deal to me. I'm trying to be honest here. But I do look, of course. But I know that it doesn't mean anything in respect to anything, right? It's just a subjective list that one team has made. And as I went down the list, I kept seeing, like, I was like, well, it's surely the Good Brothers. I mean, like, no matter if you like the Good Brothers or if you don't like the Good Brothers, you can't deny the fact that we did get released. We were in the first set of releases in 2020, which could have been very grim and blue. But I will say, we set some record numbers when we signed with Impact. I believe the tweet that was released that we signed with Impact was like the highest ranking tweet they'd ever done, or something like to this effect. Scott D'Amore admitted this to me. Our boss right now, Scott D'Amore, our boss at Impact, told us that the buy rates for Slammiversary after the announcement of the Good Brothers coming to Slammiversary, the buy rate damn near paid our salary for the two-year contract we signed. And we didn't sign for little. Then the fact that we went and did AEW when nobody expected us to do AEW. Then we did AEW for 9 months or whatever, every week. Well, the Good Brothers were a big part of the Forbidden Door. We moonwalked into New Japan Pro Wrestling in Los Angeles and won a tag tournament. We went out there and we beat Moxley and Nagata. Here's my point. How the fuck can you say that the Good Brothers are so low on this stupid PWI 500 list? Fuck. I don't know what the number is, because I don't know. Now, that's because I didn't sit here and plan what I wanted to talk about. I would have researched it. And maybe Balls Deep Billy can research it for me, and I'll talk about it next week. So I want to get to some things next week. And once again, remind me, because I'm going to sit down with Balls Deep and Rocky and Gallows. We're going to do a great sit down. Maybe live from Las Vegas, where we're going next week, because we got a big pay-per-view coming up. Turning Point, live from Sam's Town in Las Vegas. But I want to sit down. I want to talk about Bryan Danielson coming to AEW and his thanking of the WWE. And I want to talk about Adam Cole signing with AEW. There's a lot of controversy there with some things that happened with Adam Cole and the Good Brothers and the Elite. I want to discuss that shit, too. So remind me for that. So a couple of things that we can take from this. The Good Brothers and Rocky Romero need to be higher in the PWI 500. If they want to show more legitimacy, please, you guys got to look at the list. Don't take the list, not saying that people that were ahead of us in the list are worse than us. That doesn't mean anything. I could say I'm better than Pepper Parks, right? But somebody else could say that Pepper Parks is better than me. And everyone's right. Shout out to Pepper Parks, right? Or Blade, sorry. The Blade. It's kind of hard for me to get used to calling him the Blade. We don't discuss him enough either, because what a great worker. And what a hell of a comeback the Blade has made. A couple of times, my good brother, the Blade, almost thought about walking away from wrestling. You know, as you start to get older, you wonder what's going to happen, you know? And what a big comeback. What an amazing story the Blade has. And I wanted to say something. He came out publicly with his... with some of issues that he's had, with some anxiety issues that he's had. And I'm very, very, very proud of my brother, man. He's a good, good brother. I stay in contact with him, talk with him, and text with him almost every single day. Talk about one of the greatest hearted brothers of all time. You're going to talk about Jesse, the Blade. Shout out to the Blade.
These days, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. We're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carb in each serving. That's only 140 calories a bowl. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box. The available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Magic Spoon just recently brought back these two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quick. You should make sure to get these again or try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent. Magic Spoon is healthy yet delicious, and it's perfect for a guiltless midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots. That's H-O-O-T-S. And use the code HOOTS to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Talk and Chop.
Guys, if you are not members of Impact Plus, please sign up for it. Saturday night, live from Sam's Town. I'm not exactly sure the time. Could be 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. It's all over the social media. Everyone knows what time everything fucking is. Find it. Sign up for the Impact Plus app, please. Or sign up for the Impact YouTube as well. They have a YouTube channel, a YouTube thing that I think is $1 a month or something, or whatever it is. It's worth it because we're on Access TV. It's in a lot of homes, but it's an obscure channel, right? It's a different channel. And so I understand that not every household gets it, but a lot do. If you can't find or you don't have Access TV, Impact Plus app is great. And you can watch a lot of cool shit. And this is where Turning Point is. And it's us versus the Bullet Club. You know, it's Tama's little brother. He's a big brother. And Chris Bay, the newest member of the Bullet Club, who's got a hell of a future. Look at those two guys. Probably the two youngest, brightest that the Bullet Club have. And so I think it's a great opportunity for them to show what they have. It's the Bullet Club versus the Good Brothers. I think it's a feud people have been waiting to see. A rivalry that people have been waiting to see. And where does it ultimately lead to? Does it ultimately lead to where everyone wants it to lead to? The Good Brothers versus G.O.D. Is that what everyone wants? Do people want that? Fuck, I don't know if I want it. Tom was crazy, dude. But check out Turning Point this week, please. Hit up Rocky Romero. Tell him how amazing he did on Dynamite, because he fucking did. Ask Gallows how his hardcore match was last night. He did a hardcore match in front of a couple hundred people in his hometown. I think he got a little color. I think he took a couple tack bumps. He still marks out for shit like that. I don't get it. We appreciate you. Listen, patreon.com/talkandshop. Make sure you sign up for that. We're about to start revving the Patreon back up like crazy. We had a hell of a boozing with the boys last week. It was a good time. Balls deep, Billy. I'm trying to talk him into coming out to Sam's Town. I think we're going to book him a flight on Spewit. We're going to put him up in Sam's Town, Talking Shop, paid for, all expenses paid. Well, not food, maybe a couple meals. Balls Deep Billy's going to tape us on the vlog. We're going to finally sit down and do a nice sit down with microphones and have a real nice live podcast with all the boys together. And make sure you go to the YouTube. Please check out the YouTube. Always check out the YouTube. The YouTube's going to be where the main shit goes on. The YouTube channel is just going to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing and keep growing. Guys, we appreciate you for everything. For Talking Shop, for the people that have stood by Talking Shop since fucking me, Rocky, and Gallows turned that son of a bitch on, that iPhone on, and just started recording. I know y'all fucking have laughed so hard you've almost drove off the road sometimes, and that shit's fucking what it's all about. Balls Deep Billy's going to start dropping some never-before-heard podcasts every Wednesday right here on the podcast feed, baby. You can fucking subscribe, Spotify, Apple, all of it. Next week, we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty on some real serious subjects. Then we'll discuss Turning Point. We'll discuss the Impact pay-per-view. I'll let you guys know if my gambling addiction is still rocking. I have also been put on drinking probation like Rocky Romero. I went to low cash Our good friend of my neighbor of mine's country singer, country band, Low Cash, had an album release party. Rob Gronkowski was there. All the famous guys like Rob Gronkowski and me. And I got a little overheated. You know, I have a little too much fun when I'm in those situations. So I also, like Rocky Romero, have been put on drinking probation for, I think it's only 30 days. So 30-day cleanse is what it's called. So I'll adhere to that. And me and Rocky can sit and sip on lemon waters and spites and colas. And if you want Sour Boy to come on Talking Shop Vlog, let us know. But that's kind of a BTE thing. I got to ask Matt and Nick if that son of a bitch is allowed.
Oh, boy. We got a real serious problem. People kind of forget that Sour Boy was invented on... He was invented on Talking Sop. That's true.
I got a really serious, really strange feeling that Sour Boy will probably really like to fly spew it sometime. All right, guys. For Sour Boy, for the Machine Gun, for Rocky Romero, for Balls Deep Billy, for Big LG, we appreciate the support. For Stone Cold Steve Austin, who I don't know if we're friends anymore. I don't think Stone Cold likes people to get fired, man. Fuck. I think we're fucking jabronis now. But I'm trying to tell Steve that we're still doing fucking good. I don't know if Steve thinks we're doing good. So please, can somebody tell Stone Cold the Good Brothers are still cool? Fuck. All right, guys. I love y'all. I'm out.